This is Monterey Bay Today. It's Monday, January 5th. I'm Erin Malsbury. Local residents are objecting to the Trump administration's strikes in Venezuela and quickly launched protests on Saturday. Indivisible Pajaro Valley co-founder Olivia Millard says the Watsonville one came together in an hour.
All of us woke up surprised, as did apparently all of the members of Congress who should have been alerted to this in advance so that they could provide proper constitutional war authorization, but they weren't.
Nancy Falstick directs the nonprofit Regeneración and was protesting the climate impact.
Wars are not compatible with a livable planet, and I think we need to protest them on that reason alone.
She called the attack a power grab for oil. Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz also had protests. Central Coast leaders and immigration advocates spoke outside the Santa Maria ICE facility Friday about a surge in immigration enforcement. KCBX's Gabriela Fernandez reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not respond to KCBX's request for comment on this story. But local advocates say at least 147 people have been detained across Santa Barbara County since December 27th. With most arrests happening in Santa Maria. Cesar Vasquez is an immigration advocate with 805 UndocuFund. He says parents have been taken from children, and fear is keeping people from work, school, and medical appointments.
We're here today to mourn. I'm here today to mourn the lives of the families that have had a loved one taken. You know, a lot of lives have been ruined, a lot of parents have been taken, kids have lost a sibling, and that's where we're here to mourn today.
Advocates held a moment of silence lasting 147 seconds, one for each detained person. Santa Maria City Council member Gloria Soto and State Senate President Pro Tem Monique Limon were also in attendance. Limon pointed to new California laws that took effect this month, including requirements that prohibit face coverings during enforcement operations and another that mandates officers to show their federal identification.
These are California laws, and everyone, whether it's local law enforcement or others, are expected to abide by California laws.
However, in a separate statement to KCBX, Immigration and Customs Enforcement said it will not comply, calling the measure unconstitutional and unsafe for federal officers.
That was Gabriela Fernandez. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.